This is an interview with Kenneth Raymond Wright on Tuesday, 9th of December 2014. The interview is for the Canterbury History Foundation, funded by the 2014 Canterbury Community History Award. The interviewer is Kim Newth. The interview is being recorded at 2323 Cobham Street, Spraydon in Christchurch. The interviewer will also be taking shorthand notes during this interview, and this is file number F005. So, Kenneth, I think we would... just taking up after Rome, you were saying that around about late June, July, you had a brief period in hospital. Was that for any particular? You can't remember what that was for.
Ah, I think I got poisoned. Ate some wrong food or something.
Right, yeah.
All swelled up, you know.
Right, yeah.
Nothing fantastic, no.
But then when after you came out, you went back to the... ammunition company.
Yeah, I went back to the ammunition company.
Right.
But of course I went back onto a truck.
Right. So what sort of, describe what life was like in these trucks when you were travelling around.
Well, it was quite cosy actually. I mean, you're carrying ammunition, that's your main job. But of course, you know, there's lots of times when it's empty. You're not carrying it every day of the week. You've got long periods of rest and so forth. So we always had two bunks that we could fold up against the wall,
mm-hmm.
or just drop down. Just bunks made with canvas, you know, or whatever we could get hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Even an old blanket. And we used to just tie them up against the wall when we were using the truck. And at night, when the truck was empty, we dropped them down, and we always had a Primus and plenty of petrol to put in it. I mean, we were supposed to have something safer in it, but we always had petrol. Mm. We didn't have anything else.
Mm.
And we always had to have a pricker to keep it clean. And we'd pump them up, and hi-ho, the truck was as warm as any house, you know.
Mm.
And we keep pumping a little Primus up and keeping it warm. And we cook our meals on there. We always had a fry pan and a pot.
Right.
And
so where did the food come from?
Well, they come from our own...
supply, yeah.
Our own supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you pick up something in the local shop, but not much.
No.
But it was mostly all... you know, we were supplied, of course, with emergency food anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
In case we were caught in a truck.
Yes.
Somewhere where nobody... There was no tow trucks around,
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we always had... Between the cab and the canopy, there's always about a 3 foot... where the spare tyre goes in, you know?
Mm.
And we would put a wooden... pantry box in
right.
there,
yeah,
with a lock and a key on it, you know, if we wanted to keep it safe.
Mm.
And we'd fill that with all sorts of cakes of chocolates and things we got in our parcels as well.
Right. Yes,
cakes of chocolates and soups and coffee and any sort of tinned food that we got our hands on.
So did you get parcels from home reasonably regularly?
I got parcels from home quite regularly. For my 21st birthday, I got a parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was a box of cream wafers.
Right.
And that was when I was at home. Mum always used to buy those for me because that was my favourite biscuit.
Right.
So that was my 21st birthday,
right.
In the snow, eating a box of cream wafers. That was my 21st birthday.
Yes, not one you're likely to forget either, probably.
No, no. There's a few gone through since then, of course.
Yes, yes. And was that, what was I going to say? Yeah, so the trucks, you pretty much would have been living in them after that time then, wouldn't you, from July?
As we went up, we were travelling fairly quickly behind the forces. The road was cleared for us, and we carried a bit of ammunition, but there wasn't so much heavy work being used, I don't think.
Mm.
More arms.
Mm.
So we seem to have a fairly easy run through all these cities and towns.
And you mentioned some places you do remember stopping. So Siena was one. And
oh, I took photos and pizza. Oh, I'm one who, though I never travelled ever since, I've got a personal photo of the leaning tower of Pisa.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we went to Siena, where they have the yearly horse races around the square.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in the square, and there was no horse race, of course, at the time.
Mm.
But we chased a couple of birds around. We couldn't catch them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, we got up as far as Venice. And
I was going to say, Florence you would have gone through first, so wouldn't
you?
Yes,
we went through
Florence. Do you remember
much
about Florence? Or?
Well,
you've got some pictures there, haven't you?
Well,
because they got that
something always reminds you of. Florence was a very nice. Oh.
You see the Statue of David there. I don't know if they would have had that open to the public, though. They were open to soldiers to see at that stage. But
was a nice Italian town. Of course, every time I went to those sort of places, I always went to the churches because they were always beautiful churches.
Mm.
There's a photo of the church in Florence.
Beautiful, yes.
But Florence was a sort of a medieval sort of a town.
Mm.
A lot of big, solid buildings. Not as interesting as Rome or those sort of places. But
and you wouldn't have had, would you have had leaves there, or would you just sort of pass through, I suppose,
I think there was a brief stop in Florence.
Mm.
Not very long.
No.
And
and I think I mentioned to you reading an account of the ammunition company that talked about Christmas 1944 being at Forli, which is just south of Ravenna, and that Christmas dinner there was apparently quite good. I don't know if you remember Christmas Day 1944.
I'm sure we had good American spam for first course. You can't beat American spam.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Well, we felt so at the war, you know.
Mm.
The spam I buy here doesn't taste the same.
Mm.
But,
Were you ever required to transport things other than ammunition?
Well, sometimes we had carry a few troops.
Mm-hmm.
And we carried a few Italians at different times, refugees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of that going on.
Mm.
So
the winter that year, what were the general condition of the roads and things like that?
Well, they were quite good because mostly we were travelling up highways, and
right.
Italian highways are well built and no corners on them.
Right.
You could travel for miles and miles without a bend on the Italian roads. And they were beautifully lined with ornamental trees.
Mm.
It was quite pleasant driving through the countryside.
And you also
vineyards sort of thing, you know.
So you mentioned also that whilst you were at Forli, you managed to do a trip into Venice, which is before Venice actually was officially taken. So,
we arrived at the little town,
Ravenna,
on the end of the isthmus, and we were camping there for about a week. So the first thing we said, well, right, we're going into Venice. So 20 blokes hopped into my truck, and away we went down the isthmus. Got halfway down and there's a British roadblock. You can't go in there, chum. It's still fighting. And we said, if you don't pull down, we'll ride right over the top.
Mm.
So we went into Venice and we heard a couple of shots, but we didn't see any fighting. And the boys went on the town and I bought some beautiful Italian crystal and lace there. Had a good look at all. Venice is a beautiful town, very interesting.
So you went to St Mark's Square and...
We went to St Mark's Square and the horses on the cathedral were not there because they'd been taken down.
Mm.
To be safe, the golden horses.
Mm.
But the cathedral was absolutely amazing. It was the most beautiful place you could ever imagine.
St Mark's, yeah.
And
how were the local people, you know, what was the
reception? The local
reception?
People were quite friendly.
Right, yeah.
They were still paying German prices there, but it was so quick coming in that if you wanted a lady of the night, it only cost 5 lira, which was sixpence.
Mm.
So all the boys were rushing around a bit, you know, there. And the hotel was equal to about 3 and 6 pence for a night at the hotel. So we lived in luxury for a couple of days there.
Mm.
We had a lot of fun with a little bit of money.
Mm.
But they soon caught on and the prices rocketed.
Right. So by May 1945, the 2nd New Zealand Division had reached Trieste. And so you would have been following behind, but you would have been aware of the fact that there was resistance there, I guess.
New Zealand and the forces were already in occupation of Trieste when we arrived.
Mm.
But I still remember a gate across the entrance to the roadway with hands reaching through asking for chocolate.
Mm.
So we made arrangements for one Italian girl to come and be our housemaid.
Mm.
And she did all the cooking and the washing and kept the inside of the truck nice and clean, just for the food she could get.
Right,
they were very hungry in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Very hungry. And the Yugoslavs were in there, of course, and they wanted to stay, but we were a larger force, and we finally convinced them to move out.
Mm. Were you there the day they left? Do you remember seeing them go?
Yes, I was there when they left. We later had to ferry some trucks and ammunition as a sop to them.
Mm.
I mean, we took a lot of convoy of trucks with ammunition and
etc.
Into Yugoslavia. It was a bit eerie. We didn't know whether they let us come out or not.
Mm, that's right.
But they did.
And you were talking, I think we were talking earlier about how during that time, you know, as things began to kind of, you know, it was really coming to the end, wasn't it? That
these
periods of leave opening up.
We heard Wilma's entry, yes, the war was over.
Mm.
So we were given rest leave there.
Mm.
And several trucks of our company, we went
to that Madonna de
over
Campiglia,
the mountains to
Southern Dolomites, wasn't it?
Over the Dolomite, which is the most twisty road in the world, and up to a height of 12,500 feet, and down into the most beautiful valley, which was hillsides were smothered in flowers, and this beautiful town, which was actually almost made up of tourist hotels, which were, of course, empty at this stage, because a little bit further around the mountain were the big ski fields.
Right.
Have you got a photo of there?
Yes. So you managed to cover a bit of ground at this time. And did you go back into Venice as well, or over that time?
No, we never went back to Venice.
No, yeah.
A week in there was probably enough.
Yeah.
And saw everything. An unusual place, of course.
Yeah.
But unbelievable. We had a gondola ride and all did all the things.
And there was a lake.
Went down into the old jails.
And, yes, yeah.
And I walked over the Bridge of Sighs, which was, you see it in most photos.
That's right, yes, yeah, I know. It was where the
bridge between the Doge's Palace and the dungeons.
Yes, yeah.
And they called the Bridge of Sighs, but they never come out again.
That's right.
And I went down and we saw all the torture stuff and it was down there. A bit gruesome, all right.
And, So was there time for any entertaining at all in that?
No, I didn't. My entertaining time was finished.
Right.
There was no really opportunity to do
it.
And we were completely out of touch with the Americans. And
So that period from June 1945, I was sort of reading about, you know, things, were things starting to wind down? Maybe, you know, there was a, perhaps the discipline was waning a bit as well. And there were reinforcements starting to leave. So was it a funny sort of time? You know, the kind of...
We went into the Dolomites.
Yeah.
And had the hotel for a week. Absolutely. It was at about a height of probably 10,000 feet. And the air was the most beautiful air I've ever breathed. It was just amazing. And the hillsides were just massive colour of flowers. The most beautiful place you could ever go to. And coming out of there, we came a different way. I can't remember the name of the town we came out to. It's on the map. I'll tell you. I'll find it for you. And we camped there for a while. And then they said, right, they're going to have leave for the troops to England. So you're going to be the first stage. Your trucks will travel from where we were, to X. AIX in France, which we were camped in what had been a German prison camp.
Right, yeah.
With the towers in the corner, still there.
With what in the corner?
Towers.
Towers, right.
And the barbed wire was still there. And the huts. And when we got there to X with a load of holiday, they filled up a line of cattle trucks and took them off to the coast and then across to England. And there I left my truck. And I became in charge of petrol, oil and tyres for the trucks being ferried from Italy to X, and they went back again to Italy and brought another load of soldiers over. 60 at a time were having leave.
Right, yeah. So it was like giving people that period of a break before... Yeah.
A break before sending them home.
Mm.
And then at the end of about 6 months at X, which is a beautiful little town, it's 30 miles from Marseille. I used to take some of our own group of workshops.
Right, yeah.
Which I became involved in then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any work there, but I was in charge of petrol on the side. That was my job.
Mm.
And I used to ferry the men into Marseille for leave.
Right.
Marseille was a mad city. Everybody was travelling so fast it was just not real. And when I would take the men in...
Traffic-wise, you mean it was busy?
Yeah, very busy, mad.
Mm.
Mm. I would take the men in and I'd be travelling through the town at 60 miles an hour. And the boys would put their hands over their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd come to a corner and there'd be lights, bells, and a policeman with a whistle in the middle. Mm-hmm. And they all went off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't stop.
Oh, goodness me.
Now that was very interesting there, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you starting to feel like you were ready to go home, though? It must have been a funny time, because I guess you were starting to see a lot of men going back.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, it came to be my time to go to England. And they said to me, the captain came to me and said, "Driver Wright, you can go to England for a holiday. Or, by the way, there's a boat going back to New Zealand."
Mm.
I never got to England.
Right.
I came home.
Yeah. So as far as the VE Day itself, do you remember that? Like, where were you on VE Day? Which was, May 45, do you remember?
Yes.
Oh, you still would have been interested. But do you remember, was there any kind of celebration of it like there would have been in other places?
Well,
I guess it's a funny place to be at the time.
Well, it got boozed up a bit.
yeah.
Unzibib.
Yeah. Wasn't anything, yeah.
They used to have a nice drink there. It just looked like water.
Mm.
And you put water in it and it went cloudy. It was a beautiful drink.
Mm.
Tasted like peppermint.
Right. And you, so where did you leave from to, like what, do you remember what port? It was a Dominion Monarch, wasn't it? But
we got rid of our trucks.
Right.
We had to bring the trucks back from X into Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And a big park, it's in that book.
Right. Under here.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
We brought our trucks back to Italy to a big American park.
Mm-hmm.
And there was trucks parked there as far as the eye could see.
Mm.
But of course, when our trucks got back, there wasn't any equipment left in them.
Mm.
Somehow or other, it got jolted out on the trip.
There were some people doing a bit of a black market thing, wasn't there? More than a few, possibly.
But all I could say the point was...
What was going to happen to all this stuff anyway? Yeah.
All the trucks were going to be given to the ice eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
right, yeah.
We thought, well, we might as well make a little bit of hay.
Yeah.
A bit of spending money before we hop the ship. And I had enough to buy some beautiful cameras and watches to bring home. That satisfied me.
Yeah. So what, getting back to the port then, so what, can you remember where you left from? Did they...
Milan, was it? Was it Milan?
Oh, that might be right, yeah. And that was, so it was Italy anyway you left from, not obviously the UK.
It was the nearest port.
Yeah.
I think it was Milan. Yeah. Because we only all... I nearly missed the truck.
Oh, really?
I was detracted the night before.
Right. Farewells.
Came out, the truck was starting to move off. I had to run down the road with all the guys saying, come on, Ken, come on, quick, come on. I nearly missed my truck home.
Oh, dear. And so this was Dominion Monarch, yes. And again, was there any kind of, you know, was it a feel, what sort of send-off was it? Just, you just left kind of thing?
The Dominion Monarch was an interesting trip home. There was no worry about...
Was it all Kiwis on board?
All Kiwis.
Yeah.
And a lot of Italian wives.
Right, okay.
Mm.
And you can tell me what you got up to on board then, because you had
We formed a concert party on board called Sea Spray.
You had the spray play, didn't you?
Spray play.
Mm.
And we had some talented artists on board, and of course I was in the thick of it. And did some comedy sketches with one of the other artists. And a song and dance with one of the female artists. And re-entertained the troops on the way home.
Right, yeah.
We arrived just before Christmas in Littleton Harbour. Now the boat couldn't dock anywhere, it was too big.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we had to stay on board for Christmas.
Ah, frustrating. So you put on a show for Christmas, did you?
No. I can't remember. I think we just mooned about, I think.
Right, mooched around.
We were, you know,
close, but no, so far.
Yeah. We came out the day after Christmas, I think.
And you were saying you still...
All I can do is remember running down a long boardwalk with a couple of... in fact, I had a photo of it somewhere, I don't know. I had a photo of it with me, with a kit bag on my shoulder and a big box under my arm. I didn't bring all my dancing gear home.
No.
It got lost just before I left.
Oh.
Somebody flogged it off.
Mm. And you still didn't get discharged until April 1946 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And you were still, so you were still stuck at kind of Burnham in that time, were you? Or?
No, home on leave.
Oh, right.
No.
But still officially...
Yeah, well, they took a while to get around it.
Yeah. Did you have a final rank, if you know what I mean? Like, what were you?
I was still a driver.
Right, yeah. Right, might just leave it there again, yeah.